Let us bow and pray.
主，感谢你成为我们的意象。
Yes, Lord, we thank you for you have become our vision.
因为我们若是没有你的意象，我们的心就放肆。
Without your vision, our hearts would be lost.
我们就奔跑没有定向，我们打拳就像打空气。
We'll be running aimlessly, and we will be beat like beating the air.
所以主，求你时常让你的意象在我们的心中。
So we pray that you place your vision in our hearts constantly.
以至于我们跟随你，向着那个得冠冕、得奖赏的路直奔。
So that we follow you and strive towards the prize.
在这新的一年，我们要在你的面前说：“主啊，求你让我跟随你。”
In this new year, we want to say to you, Lord, please let us follow you.
求你让我们看见你所赏赐的意象。
Allow us to see your vision.
以至于我们的生命真正有你的同在。
So that we can really be with you.
我们的境界被你自己所扩张。
So that our territories will be expanded by your hands.
在属灵上面，我们有大大的得着。
So that we can gain and grow, greatly in our spiritual life.
求主你今天与我们同在。
We pray that you be with us today.
天天与我们同在。
You are with us every day.
岁岁年年都与我们同在。
And every year.
保守我们一生一世不偏离你的道路。
Protect, guide us so that we will not go astray from your ways.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹
，Sisters and brothers, Happy New Year.
愿神赐福大家在新的一年里面，身心灵都健壮，凡事蒙恩，平安喜乐。
May God bless you all, spiritually, physically, and everything.
很多人用不同的比喻来描绘人生。
A lot of people use all kinds of parables to describe.Life.
有人说人生就像一年四季。
Some say life is like four seasons.
有些人说人生就像一场梦。
And some say life is like a dream.
有些人说人生像一首歌。
And some say life is like a song.
有人说人生像爬楼梯。
Or like climbing the stairs.
也有人说人生好像就是一盘棋。
And some say life is like a chessboard.
每一种比喻都有它的道理。
And of course, all these parables have good reasons.
把人生经历的各种处境都或者是这个过程都描绘得非常的恰当。
They describe properly all sorts of circumstances and experiences in life.
有人把人生比喻作泡茶。
And some say that life is like making a cup of tea.
这样子像什么？茶壶，
like a
do like I did
teapot
如果呢你用温水泡那个茶就泡不开。
But if you use lukewarm water, you won't make a good cup of tea.
然后呢那个茶就没有味道也没有香气。
It will be somewhat tasteless.
如果你用滚水来泡那个茶就泡开了那个味道那个香气都出来了。
But if you use boiling water, then you will make a good cup of tea with good fragrance and good taste.
所以这个比喻告诉人说，你不要怕人生里面各种的挫折跟坎坷。
So this is telling us not to be afraid, do not fear the frustrations, failures, or difficulties.
似乎也有它的道理，对不对？
And I think that there is some truth to it.
那么作为一个基督徒，我们的人生应该怎么比喻呢？
So how do we explain the life of a Christian?
我们今天从这个使徒保罗给我们的这一个经文，这一个比喻，可以发现我们基督徒应该有的人生是什么样子。
Through the example that Paul illustrated, we could probably gain some understanding how Christian's life would be like.
大家都知道，保罗是一位以宣扬福音为职志的人。
We all know that Paul devoted himself to missionary.
他一生都在做宣教的工作。
All his life, he was devoted. He was committed to do missionary work.
所以他在这里用了一个赛跑的比喻。
So he used a parable of running.
他一方面说明一个以传神福音为己任的人，他自己应该有一个什么样的经营人生的方式。
On one hand, he explained how a man who is committed to preaching gospel should manage his or her life.
另外一方面，他用这个比喻来教导哥林多人怎么样过一个属基督的人生。
On the other hand, he used this parable to teach the Corinthians how to live a life that is godly, a godly life.
我觉得这对我们是一个非常好的提醒。
I think this is a good reminder.
所以我们今天要一起来看保罗的这一段劝勉。
So that's why we want to study this teaching of Paul.
我们先来看24节。
Let us start from verse 24.
保罗说，参加比赛的人很多，但是只有一个人能得冠军。
Here Paul says that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize.
他用赛跑来比喻传福音的工作。
So he used running game as an illustration of preaching the gospel.
他说，人人每一个信徒都应该参与福音的事工。
He said every Christian should be involved in gospel work.
然后保罗劝勉人说，我们信主的人传福音，应当像赛跑的人要赢得那个冠军一样，要尽力的去传。
And then he said that we should do the best we could, just like the runners trying to win the prize.
将来你可以得着神的奖赏。
So that you can win the prize from God.
所以我们看见保罗他一生为了福音在四处奔波。
So you can see that Paul spent all his life going to places.
他四处在宣扬神的福音。
He going to all the places to preach the gospel.
他很清楚地告诉哥林多人，他就是这样一个人。凡是他所做的，都是为了福音的缘故。
So he explicitly told the Corinthians, everything he did was for the gospel. He was just like those runners.
各位弟兄姐妹，保罗怎么敢这样说呢？
So how could he and how dare he say it that way?
他怎么敢说他所做的一切都是为了福音的缘故呢？
How could he say that everything he did was for the sake of gospel.
我们常常说，当然他是啊，当然就是这样啊。那个《使徒行传》也好，保罗其他的书信也好，都看见他到处在传福音，到处在为神做工啊。
But we probably, most of us probably would agree because we see it through the Acts and through the text of all the epistles that he had written.
所以我们当然可以说，他所行的都是为福音的缘故，没有错啊。
So, of course.Everything he did was for the sake of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，再想想。
But think about it again.
传福音是他从神领受的意象跟服事，是神派给他的工作或者使命，那是神要他去做的事情。
So preaching gospel is what God commanded him to do. It was the vision that God has given him. It's what God wants him to do.
但是弟兄姐妹，那不是他生命的全部。
But that is not everything about his life.
他不是像一个机器人一样分分秒秒的在传福音，他不是像一个机器人一样每一天每一个地方到一个什么场合都是在传福音。
He could not have been like a machine or a robot that was preaching the gospel every minute, every second.
保罗也是人，他的生命，他的生活里面。同样有柴米油盐的事情。
He was a man. He also had to deal with materialistic things, life matters.
他也有在生活上面必须去面对的一些困难。
He also had to face the difficulties and the trials in life.
难道他做这些事情也是为福音的缘故吗？
So do you think when he dealt with the life difficulties, was he also doing it for the sake of gospel?
就好像你的工作不会是你生命的全部一样的。
Just like your work cannot be the entire part of entirety of your life.
但是我劝大家先不急着回答这个问题，我们要先来看一看到底什么是福音。
But let us not rush into trying to answer the questions. Let us think about what really is gospel first.
今天很多基督徒把神的福音看得太狭隘了。
Sometimes we think of gospel in a rather narrow sense.
以为福音就是耶稣基督为我们而生，为我们而死，为我们而复活。
We thought that gospel is about the message that Christ came to life for us, died for us, and resurrected for us.
以为福音就是让人去做决志祷告，就是让人受洗，就是信主。
We thought preaching gospel is like leading people to make a commitment prayer and to be baptized to receive the Lord.
没有错，这是福音。
It is true that these are things all related to gospel.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个是福音的核心。耶稣基督钉他钉十字架，只是福音的一部分，不是福音的全部。
But this is what we call the hardcore of gospel. Jesus himself and his crucifixion is only a part of gospel, but not the entirety of the gospel.
如果我们好好的去读福音书，你应该有一个问题，就是福音书到底是给谁看的？
So if you read through the four gospels, you probably would ask, what were those four gospels written for?
传统上我们认为，哎，福音书是给福音朋友看的。
Whom were they written for? We traditionally thought that they were written for seekers.
所以你听到一个人说他想认识基督教，他想信耶稣，那你赶快去看福音书。
So, you often hear people say that, say to the seekers, you go read the gospels.
而且呢，你还会建议他说，请你看马可啊。 不要看别，先看马可，因为马可比较短。And
start from the gospel according to Mark because it's shorter.
的确，福音书里面对耶稣有很多的记载，包括他的家谱、他的出生、他各样的神迹等等。True,
there are a lot of writings about Jesus Christ in the four gospels, about his genealogy, where he was born, and all kinds of miracles and his teaching.
甚至于 在里面也包括很丰富耶稣对天国的启示。And
also his teaching about the kingdom of God.
可是如果你好好的去看四福音的写作的对象，你就会发现，其实福音书最主要的对象，弟兄姐妹请听着，是信主的人。But
if you really study through it and examine it, you would find that the real object of people that the gospel was written for were those Christians.
如果你去查门徒这两个字，在四福音书里面出现了297次。
The word disciple appeared 297 times in the four gospels.
意思是还不包括他们用代名词的时候。
And this is the exact quote, exact word, and that does not include other terms that refer to disciples.
比方说他们,
for example, some places you will see the word they
或者你们,
or you
你如果,
in lieu of disciples' word.
Yeah, 如果你去, 把四福音的章, 就是四福音总共有89章,
and there are altogether 89 chapters
你除,
in the gospel.
你除一除, 你会发现每一章 门徒这个词大概出现三次。
So 297 divided by 89, you will see that the word disciple probably appear three times in every chapter.
所以每一卷福音书都包括一个重要的部分，就是耶稣对门徒的教训。
So every book of gospel includes an important part, that is the teaching to the disciples.
而且我告诉各位，那个篇幅都不短。
And they actually all have extended passages.
马可福音一共有十六章。
For example, the book of Mark has 16 chapters.
但是从第一章到第七章，你都可以看见是耶稣带着门徒一起服事，并且教导门徒的记载。
In the book of Mark, from chapter 1 to chapter 7, it was about how Jesus taught the disciples how to serve and work together.
将近一半的篇幅都是在告诉门徒各样的真理，或者是他们应当做的事。
Almost half of that gospel is about the truth that Jesus was teaching the disciples or things that they should do.
换句话说，四福音书里面记载的一个重点是耶稣教导一个相信他的人、跟随他的人，怎么样能够活得像一个新造的人一样。
So one of the important part of the gospel is how is Jesus teaching those who were following him how to live like a renewed person.
怎么样活得像一个跟世人有分别的人？
How to live a life that is consecrated from the rest of the world.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，真正应该明白福音书的是已经相信他的人。
So the gospels really is for the believers, the ones that should truly understand the gospel.
你明白了这一点，我们才能明白保罗所说的话，什么叫做与别人同得福音的好处。
So if you understand this, then you would understand how what Paul said to receive to share in the blessings of receiving gospel.
保罗不是说他每一次向一个人传福音，自己就要再决志一次，自己就要再受洗一次。
Paul was not saying that every time he preached the gospel, then he'll be baptized again with the one that he was preaching to.
如果是这样，他皮都洗掉了。
Then he probably would wash away his own skin.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣赐给我们的福音是一个比赦罪得救更大的概念。
So the gospel that Jesus has given us is a concept that is more grand than forgiveness and salvation.
他的福音不仅要赦免人的罪，耶稣基督的福音是一个要彻底改变人生的人的生活方式。
The gospel is greater than the salvation. It also includes completely changing one's life.
这就是保罗说的福音的好处，也就是他劝勉人努力传福音就可以得到的奖赏。
That is what Paul calls the blessings of gospel, and that is the prize of preaching the gospel that Paul was referring to.
当一个人接受了神的救恩，信主之后，他要因为这个福音的缘故，或者因为这个信仰而跟以前的生活有差别。
So when a person receives the gospel, his or her life would change and would have a different life than what he used to have.
这就是那个好处，这就是那个奖赏。
And that is the prize, that is the blessing.
我们看福音书里面，耶稣教训他的门徒说，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
In the gospel according to Matthew, we see that Jesus taught his disciples and said, unless you change and become like little children, you you will never enter the kingdom of God.
有一个人闲来无事坐在河边看人家钓鱼。
So one person was sitting by the river watching someone else fishing.
然后呢，他看到这个人钓了大鱼就把他留起来，钓了小鱼就把他放回去。
Saw that the person would keep the big fish and return the small fish into the water.
钓完了，他把鱼通通倒回去，那个大鱼也钓回去，倒回去。
And then after a while, this man dump all the big fish in the basket back into the river.
他就跑去问这个人说：“哎，你钓鱼为什么这个样子呢？我以为你要把大鱼留下来吃。”
So he was puzzled. He went to the fisherman and said, "I thought you were going to keep the big fish. So what happened? Why did you return all the fish into the river?"
那个钓鱼的人跟他说：“不是不是，这个大鱼要稍微看管一下。”
He said, "No, I just wanted to keep the big fish for a while and watch them."
免得他们回到河里又通风报信说有人来钓鱼。
And so that they would not go back to the river and tell the other fish that someone is fishing.
然后他说：“那你干嘛把小鱼先放回去呢？”
But then, why did you return the small fish into the river first?
那个人看着他，然后一脸很有思想的样子，跟他说：“谁会相信孩子的话？”
And he said very profoundly, he said, "Who would believe in children's words?"
我们一般人都认为孩童是无知的。
We often thought the children are naive, ignorant.
在天国里面是最小的。
And they must be the smallest, the least in the kingdom of God.
但是耶稣这一段话告诉我们，一个基督徒你要懂得谦卑。
But Jesus' teaching tells us that a Christian must be humble.
而不是像世人一样，你一味的去追求权势、名利，让自己变得更有权位、高人一等。
Unlike the worldly people that are seeking endlessly for a power, for a status and wealth, so that they can be considered better than others.
同样的，耶稣说：“倘若你一只手或是一只脚叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。”
So Jesus also said, if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away.
这是教导门徒说，不要因为你有不好的行为，阻断了你进天国，阻断了你进永生的道路。
So here Jesus was teaching his disciples that they should not let the bad deeds become an obstacle for them to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以福音书里面还有很多很多其他的教训，都是在告诉信他的人应该改变原来有的人生态度、原来的价值观，或者是一个不一样的行为，成为你以神为中心的生活。
So through all the Gospels, you can see that there are many teachings.About how Christian must have a changed life, changed sense of value, and stay away from bad deeds and live a life that is centered around God.
我们都看过或者听过很多人的见证。
We have read and heard many testimonies.
可能是一个浪子回头的见证。
Perhaps a repented.A prodigal son,
或者是一个身体被医治的见证
or the healing of someone,
或者是心灵被救治的见证
or someone's heart or soul have been saved,
或者是一个家庭被挽回的见证
or broken family being put back together.
不管是什么见证，我们都可以发现这些人的生命跟以前不一样了。
No matter what kind of testimonies there are, one thing in common is that those people's lives have been changed.
他们相信主以后过的是一个新的生活。
After they received the Lord, they live a new life.
他们的生命因为这个福音而被改变了。
Their life have been changed by the gospel.
就好像你看那个美容广告。
just like the those advertisements for weight losses.
一张是 减肥以前，像我。
There are always two pictures. One is before the program, before undertaking the program.
另外一张是减肥以后，像他。
And the other one is like me.
总是有两张对照的照片。
There are always two pictures in contrast.
人一看就知道，哎呀，这两个真的不一样。
They, so whoever sees it would know that there is a big difference.
这个方法真能减肥。And
that program could really help you lose weight.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道要去传福音。
Sisters and brothers, we all know that Christians must go and preach gospels.
好像竞技场上有很多人在比赛一样。
Just like there are many runners in a game.
我们每一个人都应该尽力的去传，尽力的去赢得那个奖赏。
We should all do everything we can to win the prize.
但是如果我们自己还不能明白，或者还不能体会耶稣基督福音的好处，我们怎么样去让人信？
But if we ourselves cannot still understand the blessings of gospel, the meaning of the gospel, then how could we preach the gospel?
如果你不知道天津狗不理包子，或者是北平全聚德的烤鸭有多好吃，你怎么去告诉人家呢？
If you do not understand, do not know the delicacies of Tianjin and Beiping, then how could you introduce others to those delicacies?
如果你自己没有开过飞机，你怎么去告诉人家开飞机有多刺激、多过瘾呢？
If you have not flown an airplane, how could you tell others how exciting, how challenging flying an airplane is?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们应该想一想，我是不是已经得到了福音的好处？
So we should examine ourselves to see if we have received the blessing of gospels.
我们是不是真的已经体验到耶稣基督给我们的那个更丰盛的人生是什么？
Have we experienced the fuller life that Jesus has bestowed upon us?
我们能不能体会因为这个信仰所带给我们生命当中的改变？
Have we enjoyed the changes that the gospel has caused us?
也就是说，我们是不是已经具备了得着那个奖赏的能力？
In other words, we are asking ourselves if we have the ability to receive that prize.
保罗在接下来的几节当中，他继续用这个赛跑的比喻，进一步说明一个信主的人应该要得到福音的好处。In
what follows, Paul continued to illustrate the through the example of the games of the blessings.
他告诉我们说，参加比赛的人。 为了赢得这个胜利，都会过节制的生活。He
said, all those who are in the game would live a life that is restricted, a constrained life.
我们知道世界上每四年都有一个大型的运动会，叫什么？
We know that every 4 years there's a big game, world game.
上一次在北京也不要忘记，什么？ 奥林匹克运动会
It's the World Olympics.
从哪里来的？
Where did Olympics start from?
从哪里来的？ 希腊
It started from Greece.
事实上，古希腊不止一个运动会。
In fact, in ancient Greece, there were more than just one game, one match.
希腊人他非常热爱户外的活动，特别是这种竞技的比赛。
Greeks love outdoor activities, especially those competitive sports.
所以你不要以为天天运动是现代人的观念。古希腊人，他的运动跟生活是息息相关的。So
exercising is not a new concept. It's not a modern-day concept. It started from ancient Greece, and their lives had everything to do with these sports.
所以当时他们甚至于盛行用这种竞技的形式来表示对神的崇拜。
They even used these competitive sports as a way of worshiping their gods.
当时在希腊，古希腊有四个地方会举行大规模的运动会。
So there were four places in ancient Greece that had these four large scale games.
所以你如果从以四年为一个单位，在这四年当中，每一年都会有一个地区举办大型的运动会。
So if you use 4 years as a cycle, then you would notice that. You will realize that every year there is a play, there a game is held at one region, in one region.
所以保罗在这里所用的这个比喻当中，他可能说的是地峡运动会。
So the games that Paul was referring to probably was one of those Isthmus games.
因为地峡运动会是在哥林多地区每两年就举办一次的大型运动会。
Which was held in the Corinthian region every other year.
在这个运动会里面，项目有赛跑、有体操、有赛马车、有拳击、有摔跤等等。
The games included running, dashing, or gymnastic, horse racing, boxing, wrestling, and so on and so forth.
赢的人呢，就可以得到一个 用植物做成的冠冕。
Those who receive the prize will receive a crown made of laurel leaves.
有些时候是橄榄，有些时候是杉树，有些时候是苹果树。
And perhaps the leaves of olives, some and apple trees.
这些参加 比赛的运动员，他们都要发誓，他们保证自己至少要经过10个月的训练。All
participants had to sign a petition or swear that they would receive at least 10 months of strict training.
而且他们保证在比赛的时候不违反任何的规定。And
they shall not violate any of the rules.
这些运动员在生活上也非常节制。
包括在饮食上，在情欲上的节制。They lived a very restrained life.
他们只吃该吃的食物。They
only ate what they were supposed to eat.
然后他们能够在训练当中忍受非常热或者非常冷的这一种挑战。And
during the training, they had to go through different kinds of challenges of extreme heat or extreme
他们也愿意接受那个最大体能极限的训练。And
though they also received the training of meeting the limit of their physical ability.
但是你想一想，这些人愿意受那么严格的训练，这样子的方式在生活，不过是为了去得到一个会朽坏的冠冕而已。But
they did all this just to receive a prize that would not last.
他们为了这个不朽坏的冠冕，就愿意接受严格的操练，就愿意过着节制的生活。Those
people were willing to go through this strict training and a restricted life for such kind of crown.
那么保罗说，我们所追求的 是永生神给我们一个不能朽坏的冠冕，我们岂不是更应该过着节制的生活吗？
So in contrast, Paul said, we are going after a crown that will last. Shouldn't we then do better than that?
所以保罗用这个例子到底在说什么呢？
So with this example, what is it that Paul was trying to illustrate?
保罗在告诉哥林多人 他的生活目标。
So he was trying to tell the Corinthians the objective of his life.
保罗好像是在说, 为了得着神所赐的冠冕，他要过一个节制的生活。
It seems that Paul was saying that in order to receive the crown given by God, he wanted to live a restricted life.
弟兄姐妹，保罗说，凡他所行的，都是为福音的缘故。
So Paul said that everything that he did was for the sake of the gospel.
他的答案在这里。
This is the answer.
他的生命要因为福音而改变。既然他要得到那个不会朽坏的冠冕，那么他每天的生活就必须受神的节制。
His life will be changed by the gospel, and since that he will receive that crown that will last forever, he will live a life that is restricted in God's way.
这样，不论他在做什么事，不论他怎么做，都是在神的掌管之中。在生活里面的大小事，他都是为了神，为了讨神的喜悦，为了完成神交付他的使命。
So that everything he did was under the control of God's hands. And in his life, whether it's large or small matters, he did them all for the sake of God, to please him and to accomplish God's will.
所以保罗的时代，如果有电影的话，你猜猜他看不看电影？
So if there had been movies in Paul's time, do you think he would have gone to movies?
你猜他看不看？
He probably won't.
你猜他看不看？
Would he go to movies?
他当然要看，他也是人，对不对？
He would watch the movie, of course. He was a man too.
但是差异是什么？他在这当中有节制。
But he had control. He refrained himself from watching too many movies.
那种会把他带向世界、挑起人耳目情欲的这种东西，我们就不应该看。
He would be discerning in choosing what movies to watch.
弟兄姐妹，因为他这样做，因为他愿意过一个有节制的人生，他的人生才会有目标。
And because of that, he would have a clear goal set in his life.
他的人生才有一个方向。
He has a clear direction in his life.
他好像一个赛跑的选手，他非常清楚他的终点在哪里。
Just like a runner in a running game knows clearly where he or she is running towards.
他知道他要跑的方向在哪里。
He knows the goal line.
他又像一个打拳的人。
Also like a boxer.
他每一拳都可以命中对方。
He wants to make every punch count.
他不是向着空气在打。
Instead of like beating the air.
所以我们不难想象，如果我们都变成像保罗这样的人，我们将来一定可以得到从神那里来的冠冕。
So it's easy to see that if we all do things like Paul did, then we can receive the prize given by the Lord.
所以保罗用八个字来教导勉励哥林多人。
So with 8 words, he illustrated this and taught the Corinthians.
哪八个字？你们读给我听。大声点儿。哎，很好，那个是 John。
He said, "Okay." Beat my body and make it my slave.
弟兄姐妹，什么意思？
What does it mean by beating my body and
什么
make it
意
my slave?
思？
What is it?
你知道，有一些宗教它鼓励人不吃饭，不要住在自己的房子里面，它叫人刻意去违反那个身体的律。
So some religion taught people to not to eat. Not to live in a house inside a house, but intentionally go against the flesh, the laws of our flesh.
弟兄姐妹，我要先告诉你，这不是圣经的观念。
And let me tell you, this is not biblical teaching.
但是基督徒也不应该有，圣经没有这样的要求，你就放纵身体的需要。
But on the other hand, Christians should not indulge themselves in the fleshly desires.
而是应该攻克己身。
But rather should overcome the drive of the desires.
攻克己身的意思就是不要让身体上自然的需要而阻挡了自己灵性的生活。
And that is to say, to not to let the fleshly desire become an obstacle to a spiritual life.
攻克己身是不要让身体上自然的需要拦阻了你自己的灵性生活。
Beating myself means that I should not let my body, my fleshly desire, become an obstacle.
换句话说，即便我身体上有自然的需要，但是为了主或者为了主工作的缘故，必要的时候，我愿意放弃这一些需要。
In other words, even though I have some needs for my physical body, but for the sake of the Lord, for the sake of doing things, working for the Lord, and when it's needed, I will give up such desire.
这个叫做攻克己身。
That means that is what Paul was saying, beating my body.
叫身服我，是叫这个身体来服侍我。
And make it a slave means make my body to work for me.
要这个身体为我来效力。
So I want my body to work for me.
要这个身体受我的管辖。
The body should be controlled by me.
而不是反过来，我们这个人被身体的需要所绑架。
Instead of letting myself being a ransom of the bodily desire.
有一个最好的例子就是耶稣在受试探的时候。
The best example is illustrated in Jesus when he was being tempted by Satan.
在那个时候他的身体是非常饥饿的。
You could imagine that Jesus was really starving at the time.
因为他已经禁食了四十个昼夜。
For he had fasted 40 days and nights.
没想到他遇见的第一个试探就是食物。
But the very first temptation that Satan gave him was food.
按着耶稣肉体的需要，他当时巴不得大吃一顿。
According to Jesus' bodily desire, he probably would have wanted to devour all the food that was presented to him.
那就让那些石头变成面包吧。
So let all the stones become bread.
但是耶稣知道，人活在世上不是单靠，只靠神的话。
But Jesus knew that a man lives not just for depending on food, rather on the word of God.
他来不是为着这些食物劳力，他来是为着叫神的旨意成就。
He came not to labor for the food, but to labor to accomplish God's will.
所以他可以看清这个身体上的需要，攻克己身，叫身服我。
So he can look down on the bodily desire, he can beat up his own body and make it a slave for him.
各位想一想，耶稣如果在当时不能抵挡魔鬼的试探，今天有我们吗？
You think about it, if Jesus could not have resisted the temptation by Satan, where are we today?
我在台湾的时候参加一个福音队。
When I was in Taiwan, I joined the gospel team.
到台湾北部的一个小城镇去传福音。
I went to a small town in the northern part of Taiwan.
那个时候有二十多个人。
The team consisted of about 20 some people.
各位，你知道台湾的七月是很热的。
And we all know that it's usually very hot in Taiwan, especially in July.
差不多都是在九十度上下。
And temperatures are always about in the 90s.
所以有一位从北美到台湾参加福音队的姐妹，她 有一天就在所有人的面前发愿言。
So one of the sisters that came from North America, was also a team member, and one day she just let out all her frustration in front of everyone.
她说：“我们来这里是为主工作的。”
She said, "We came here to do things for the Lord."
为什么我们睡觉的地方连个冷气都没有？
How come we don't even have air conditioning?
这样我晚上根本没办法睡。
I could not really sleep without air conditioner.
白天呢更热。
And it is even hotter in during the day.
还有服侍我更不能休息。
And so I have to do things. I have to work during the day. So I could hardly rest.
这么疲惫的身体，我怎么来服侍呢？
How could I serve the Lord with such an exhausted, such a bad condition?
而且他也吃不惯台湾的东西。
And she also could not get used to the food in Taiwan.
加上天气很热，胃口又差。
And of course, it was hot and humid, she didn't have much appetite.
饮食上也成为他的困难。
And so that was a difficulty for her too.
吃不好，睡不好，他怎么去工作呢？
So she didn't sleep well, didn't eat well. How could she do anything?
她当着大家的面跟那个福音队的领队说，如果你不能改善这些问题，我真的不要服侍了。
So in front of everyone else, she said to the team leader, she said, if you cannot improve the situation, I would not continue.
弟兄姐妹，从这里我们就看见魔鬼的诡计。
We can see that this is Satan's trick.
他让我们去体贴我们的肉体。
He made us to feel for our body.
他让我们看重肉体的需要，肉体的享受。
He made us to be concerned and to pay attention to our bodily needs.
让我们因着这些阻断了我们向着神应该有的属灵生活。
And let those needs become an obstacle to our spiritual life.
是啊，睡也睡不好，吃也吃不好，怎么为神工作呢？
Indeed, you can say that without good sleep and good rest, you could not do things for the Lord.
理所当然，对不对？
That's perfectly natural.
哎呀，我们在外面工作一天，到家很累了，我只想休息休息，轻松轻松，算了。不要祷告，不要读经了。
So after a full day's work, you are so tired, so exhausted, you don't want to pray or study Bible.
一个星期，我只有难得一个周末。哎呀，难得不上班不上课，我们就睡晚一点吧。你何必一大早跑来教会做礼拜呢
？So after a full week of work, you probably don't want to get up early.And you want to sleep in. So why do you need to go to church so early in the morning?
第二天，这一位从北美来的姐妹就在众人面前为她前一天所说的话道歉。
So the very second day, the sister apologized in front of everyone for what she had said.
她求人的原谅，也求神的原谅。
She sought the forgiveness of man and God.
我实在记不起来他说的是什么。
I actually don't remember what she said.
大致上他是说他实在对不起神在他身上所给的恩典。
But in a nutshell, I think she said she felt unworthy of the grace that God had bestowed on her.
神为他做了大事。
God has done miraculous things.In her.
神为了她自己钉在十字架上。
And for herself, God had been crucified on the cross.
但是她却不能忍受一天睡不好，一餐吃不好。
But she could not endure the bad food or lack of sleep.
反而因为自己肉体软弱的缘故，向人向神发怨言。
So, on the contrary, she complained because of her bodily needs.
神当时点醒她的就是这八个字。
So, what God inspired her was through these eight words.
攻克己身，叫身服我。
Beating up my body and make it my slave.
我认识一位现在在柬埔寨宣教的宣教士。
I know someone who is now a missionary in East Cambodia.
他很早就从神那里得着异象。 他知道要去柬埔寨宣教。
From long ago, she knew all along that she was going to Cambodia to be a missionary.
所以当她还在台湾的时候，她就练习不穿鞋子走路。
So she, while working in Taiwan, she practiced walking barefoot.
因为柬埔寨那里的人都不穿鞋子的。
Because in Cambodia, everybody, no one wore shoes.
所以她要练习。
So she needed to practice.
很多人不知道她，以为这个小姐怎么了？你在办公室怎么打个赤脚走路啊？
So people thought strange of her, and you know, because she walked around the office building with barefoot.
在我们看来多么不文雅，对不对？
And it looked so uncivilized.
可是她不但学习打赤脚走路。 他还学习吃当地人的食物。
Actually, she did more than that. She also learned to eat the Cambodian food.
各位，你不要以为她吃的是柬埔寨的美食哈。
And don't think that she was eating the delicacies of Cambodian food.
好像你去中国宣教，你不要先去吃梅干扣肉，先去吃辣子鸡丁，先去吃烤鸭。 No, 那不是我们一般人常吃的。
Like when you go to China, you don't expect to go and enjoy the gourmet Chinese food.
她想怎么样可以吃那个柬埔寨乡下的东西。
She was trying to learn to eat Cambodian food eaten by the country people.
像她做的这些事情，弟兄姐妹，按着人自己的喜好，你是不会想去做的。
So those things are not things that people would do if they follow their own interest or desire.
但是她愿意受神的节制。
But she was doing it as a training, as a strict training by God.
为着神的工作，她放下自己的习惯，放下自己喜欢的饮食，让自己成为神的器皿。
In order to do God's work, she set aside her own habit and set aside her own favorite food so that she could become a good vessel of the Lord.
这就是攻克己身，叫身服我。
And that is the meaning of beating my body and making it my slave.
弟兄姐妹，我们要学习受神的节制。
Sisters and brothers, we must learn to be controlled by God, refrained by God.
保罗告诉哥林多人，他之所以愿意过这样一个节制的生活，请听着，是害怕自己失去了福音的好处。
Paul told the Corinthians the reason that he was willing to live a life of restraint is because he was afraid he might lose the blessing of the gospel.
在座的大多数人都考过驾照，对不对？
We all, most of us, have taken the driver's license test, right?
你考过，你考驾照的时候，有一个主考官坐你旁边。
And when you take the last test, there is an officer sitting next to you.
告诉你开哪一条路。
Telling you where to go.
然后呢，他也看看你操作的动作。
And watching you how you do it.
还有你的。 反应怎么样?
And your reaction.
最后，给你一个成绩，说恭喜你考过了，或者是对不起，下次再来。
And at the end, he or she will tell you, congratulations or sorry, you have to come back again.
各位，这一位主考官他自己先得有驾照，对不对？
So this officer must have had a license first, right?
如果这个主考官自己没有驾照，他怎么能够判断别人合不合格呢？
If this officer did not have a license, how could he judge whether this person, this driver qualifies or not?
同样的，如果我们要人相信神的福音，过一个不一样的人生，但是我们自己的人生或者我们的生活都没有改变，我们自己还没有得着那个福音的好处。 我们自己都还没有过好一个属灵的生活，人怎么接受我们的福音呢？
So in the same way, if we want to preach the gospel, yet our life has not been changed, we don't have a good spiritual life, we have not followed God's will, then how could we preach the gospel? How could people listen to us?
不但人不接受我们的福音，神又怎么接受我们呢？
And in fact, worse than that, not only people would not listen to our preaching, God,But God would not accept us.
所以保罗说，我不要到时候自己被弃绝了。
So Paul said he would not, he did not want to be disqualified himself.
如果我们的生命没有改变，弟兄姐妹，我们失去了福音的好处，到时候我们就像是被神弃绝的人一样。
If our life has not changed, we lose the blessings of gospel, then we are just like those who have been forsaken by God.
我要请大家注意的是，讲这一句话的人是受神重用的保罗，是忠心服侍神的保罗，是时常体会神心意的保罗，他都害怕神弃绝他。
I want to remind you that Paul was one that was valued by God. Paul was the one that followed God's will all the time, and even he himself feared that he would be disqualified.
那么我们在这件事情上面，难道不应该更努力吗？
Then we should make even more effort so that we would not be disqualified.
所以在这新的一年，我要建议大家，你给你自己定下一个属灵成长的目标。
So in this new year, I suggest that you should set a goal for your spiritual growth.
我不想给大家一样的目标，因为我知道我们在属灵生命当中有老有少。
So I do not want to define a specific goal for everyone, but because I know everyone has a different spiritual state.
请你自己在神面前好好的寻求。
So I want you to seek that will from God.
你在哪一方面的属灵生活有欠缺，上帝要你在哪一方面增加你的属灵生活。
So seek God's will to define your own goal.
比方说，你可以说我还不够虚心，我要学习做一个虚心的人。
For example, you can say my goal is to be a humble person.
我在信仰上还不够敬虔，我要做一个敬虔的人。
So I want to be a devout Christian.
我常常会跟人发怨言，我常常会跟人起争执，我要做一个使人和睦的人。
Or if you often complain or often have arguments with people, you want to be a person that makes peace.
按着这一个去调整你生活的重心，改变自己，成为一个虚心的人，成为一个敬虔的人，成为一个和睦的人，等等。
So according to your own state, your own needs, you set a goal so that you become either a humble person or a devout person or making peace.
那无论你是在工作，在家庭，你都要以得到这一个属灵的好处，这一个福音的好处为目标。
So no matter where you are, you strive for the goal.
你按着这个去过你每一天的日子。
And to live your daily life towards that goal.
这样不仅人看见你的改变，要接受你的福音，上帝更要喜悦你。
So this way, not only that people will see the changes in your life, but God will be more pleased.
时候到了，上帝自己要成为你的奖赏。
Time has come, God will become your prize.
盼望我们都以得这样子的益处，向着这样的目标前进。
I hope that we would all strive for gaining these blessings and achieving this goal.
我相信神要帮助我们脱离以往的生活。
I'm sure God will help us to leave, to get away from our past life.
让我们能够被神更新。 过那更丰盛的人生。
So that we can be renewed by God and live a fuller life.
因为福音就是要来改变我们的人生。
Because
福音就是要让我们过着受神节制的生活。
Because gospel is to change our life. Gospel is to help us to live a refrained life.
我今天的讲题是人生的资格赛。
The title of my message today is the qualifying games of life.
弟兄姐妹，世界上有很多的基督徒。
There are many, many Christians in this world.
但是如果不懂得改变自己的生命，不能得到福音的好处，这样的基督徒最后会失去神的认同。
But if we do not, those who do not know how to change their life, those who cannot receive the blessings of gospel, then they will lose the consent of God.
就好像在初赛就被淘汰掉的选手一样，他是没有办法进入决赛的。
Just like those runners that would be disqualified even in the pre-screening games.
我们每一个人都要想办法在这个资格赛上获胜。
So we must make every effort so that we can win the qualification.
你才有机会去赢得那最后的奖赏。
So that you would have opportunity to receive the eventual prize.
在这新的一年，盼望我们所有的人都能够进入这一个资格赛里面。
In this new year, I hope that we all would be qualified to enter this game.
我们用一首诗歌向神来说明我们的心愿。
Let us use a hymn to